This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Melinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. This hour, we're going to be talking about plastic surgery. I have a fact for you. 83% of women notice signs of aging in their hands before the rest of their body. Now, 78% of those women wish that they could change the way that their hands look. So I brought in Dr. Michael McNeil from Marietta Plastic Surgery. He's here with some new options for those who want to have younger looking hands.
It's great to be here. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Awesome.
You're flying solo.
Just me.
No, Dr. West and Dr. Hannah.
That's right. I'm holding down the fort for our practice in the city today and glad to be here on the show with you.
So, folks, if you have questions about plastic surgery, we're going to cover all facets of it, surgical, non-surgical, Botox, fillers. You can jump on the phone lines and give us a call at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. But you can be lining up to go on the air. But first, we want to talk about hands. And hands are where it's at right now.
Hands are here, as they say. So what's happened is that people are noticing their hands. We're taking care of faces, we're taking care of other parts of the body, and people are noticing their hands. And whether it's selfies, whether it's looking at their hands on the steering wheel, whether it's they're getting manicures and things, they're noticing their hands and they're not liking the signs of aging in their hands. There's always been a thing that, you know, you look at somebody's face, they look good. You look at their hands and you can tell their age. So there's a change in that now.
I think the neck and the back of the hand shows the age the first.
Yes, I agree with you because we usually focus on the face.
Yeah.
As we should, but now we're moving on to other parts to accompany the good-looking faces and necks that we're creating.
So this is what my kids love to do to me. They love to take my back of my hand and pull up the skin and let it go and see how much skin they can pull up and how long it stays up.
Well, you just did that for me in front of my eyes, and yours isn't that bad, so your kids shouldn't make fun of you. But
well, they can lose their cell phone every time they do that.
There should be punishment for that, that's for
that's
sure.
That's right. So what are the things that are coming down the pipeline or that are already here that you can do for your hands?
Absolutely. So what I'm a part of is an initiative by a company called Galderma, which is part of Nestle Skin Health. And they have completed some studies and some FDA approval for treating the back of the hands. And basically, they have a product called Restylane Lift, to be specific.
Which we're already familiar with.
We are, exactly, Belinda. So we're putting that in the face and in other parts of the body. And so now we have an indication that we can use it in the hands to help the hands look more youthful. So there's a big initiative for us to be able to do this. I'm part of a group of physicians that train other physicians and other providers on how to do this across the country. In fact, in the middle of September, another physician and I are hosting an event for physicians all day long, and we're going to have live models in there and injecting faces and hands. So it's going to be really a great opportunity for other clinicians to learn how to do this and take it out into the community as we've been doing for a while now. So we basically take this product, which is a very safe product, Restylane Lift, and we're injecting it into the back of the hands to get rid of the veins and the bony features of the hands.
Is it because we've lost so much collagen in the hands?
You have learned a lot.
I have.
So absolutely. As we age, all parts of our body lose fat, unfortunately, and they deflate in volume, and we don't always know why. Sometimes we think, like you demonstrated earlier, it's just the skin tone,
right?
Which sometimes it is, but a lot of times it's volume. So by adding volume back with Restylane Lift, we can restore that appearance to the hands and help hide some of the signs that we're used to looking at and saying, oh, that bony hand or that veiny hand, yeah, that looks more aged than the rest of the body.
Right.
And so it's really awesome. It's a very straightforward treatment that we do right in the office. It really takes 5 or 10 minutes to do, and you have instant results. In fact, when we were in Dallas 2 weeks ago, they had us all there to train us on how to take this forward to the other physicians. The women who were getting injected, were while we were doing it, they were sitting there going, oh my gosh, you know, they were seeing changes right away.
And how long would this last?
Well, it depends on how much you get, like
but
any filler.
Is it have something to do with how much you use your hands?
Well, there's a lot of things that can go into how long these fillers last, but the goal is to get it to last about a year. And so anytime we do these fillers, that's our goal. So it depends on if you get a fuller correction or if you get a more minimal correction and things of that sort. And we're trying to make this something that's affordable as well, because it is the hands. It's a little simpler treatment to do. So, for example, in our practice at Marietta Plastic Surgery, we're offering some really great pricing on this. And we're combining it with some other treatments that we can get into as well, because there's more than just volume loss to the hands that you know, you see.
Right, because you have age spots as well.
Right, so we have different treatments to help with the photo aging of the skin, and we have something called Lumeca, which is an intense pulse light device that's very fast and very easy, and we're combining our treatments with the Restyle and Lift with some of our treatments to help treat the skin tone and texture to the hand to make it even look more amazing.
Because we put sunscreen on our whole body, but you seem to forget the hands and the neck and some other areas.
Right. Well, I guess back a long time ago, driving gloves were popular, and I used to think they were popular so you could grip the steering wheel really well. But I think there were some other motives behind driving gloves, you know, which was to keep the sun off of your hands and from aging. But now we have technology with Restyle and Lift. We have technology with Lumeca and IPLs and other lasers to help get rid of the dyschromias or the brown spots, as you mentioned, the colors on the hand, and to help it look better. And in our promotion with the Restyle and Lift, we actually have two other products that we're using, and we have a little gift box for the first, you know, certain number of people who get the treatment. Yeah, it's really cool. They've put together, the company Nestle Skin Health has put together a little welcoming kit for them, and they have a special formulated nail polish called Hand Clap to go along with the theory of hands. And they're also getting a cream to help lighten the dark spots on the back of their skin from Revision Skin.
Oh, that's terrific. Yeah. So that goes to the first...
Yeah, we've bought so many kits, and when they're gone, they're gone. So it's an incentive for people to give us a call on Monday or email us over the weekend, and we'll call them back on Monday and get them on the schedule if they want to take advantage of those things.
And what's that phone number, Dr.?
So our phone number for Marietta Plastic Surgery, simple, it's 770-425-0118, but probably an easier way is just to look it up on the web with MariettaPlasticSurgery.com.
Okay. It's 14 minutes after 1 o'clock. We're speaking with Dr. Michael McNeil with Marietta Plastic Surgery, board certified, and we can take your calls at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. If you're of the age where you were want something done, you're starting to show age, but you're not quite ready for a facelift or a body lift or something along those lines. There's so much that can be done with these fillers, Restylane and other things in the face. So let's talk about those. You know, a lot of men are unhappy with the circles under their eyes. They feel like that ages them. What can be done there?
Yeah, that's a great question. So men are becoming a bigger population of consumers of this kind of care, first
of
all.
And I love that.
So if men are out there listening, they shouldn't be embarrassed by this. They should know that men come in all the time. They're working longer. They're trying to stay competitive in the workforce. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they don't want to look aged in the workforce,
right,
but they want to look youthful and ready to go. And so the face and that under eye area is a big thing. And we see the same thing in women. We see people coming in with dark circles that they're bothered with, sometimes excess skin or smile lines, and then that kind of rim of bone that starts to get exposed as we get older. So what happens is as we age and our skin relaxes, that tissue descends and it loses volume, like mm-hmm. we talked about in the
right.
hands. So one of the early treatments that we can use to kind of hide that or camouflage that is the fillers like Restylane Lyft and other things we can put in that area and just camouflage it so that it restores volume and it restores a more youthful appearance.
And this is the dichotomy has changed. The way you do this procedure and the way you look at the face has really changed over the last 10 to 15 years.
We have so many tools. I saw a lady in the office yesterday that had jowls. And so we all kind of know what jowls are. It's sometimes it's kind of a fatty area that sits below, you know, mm-hmm. at the border of our chin. And sometimes that's just skin. And sometimes it's also some fatty tissue. And when it's fatty tissue, we have something called Kybella. This is considered off-label use of the medicine. It's used to treat the fullness in the neck, but we can also treat these jowls with it if they're appropriate. And I saw a lady who I had done her neck in the past with mm-hmm. this Kybella, and I did her jowls about 2 months ago, and she came in for some more Botox. And I was asking her, and I said, "You look great." She said, "Oh my gosh." She goes, "You wouldn't believe it. I saw my dad recently, and he thought I'd lost weight." And she goes, "I haven't, but you treated this area, and I just look thinner."
So what does the Kybella do? Does it just go in there and eat the fat?
That's a good way to think about it. But basically, it's a special chemical, and that chemical goes in and does dissolve the fat, and then the body just processes it and takes it away. So its indication is for the neck area, for fullness under the neck, but we're using it in off-label areas like the jowls. Sometimes we'll use it on the bra line. Sometimes we'll use it on that anterior axillary fat pad that women don't like in their swimsuit and things of those sorts. So we're using it in all different areas of the body.
There is so much for us to talk about. We want you to join us on the phone lines, 404-872-0750. We're speaking with Dr. Michael McNeil with Marietta Plastic Surgery. If you have a question about a procedure that you're thinking about or something that you've already had done that you would like to tweak, give us a call, 404-872-0750. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Thank you, Scott. Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We're talking about one of my favorite topics, plastic surgery, making yourself feel as good on the inside as you do on the outside, or vice versa. We're speaking with Dr. Michael McNeil. He's in the studio, and we're taking your calls at 404-872-0750. We're going to the phone lines, Dr. McNeil, speaking with Mary in Atlanta. And Mary, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great. How can we help you, sweetheart?
Well, ever since I was in middle school, I've had these really big bags under my eyes. I think, it's genetic, and I've always wanted to get rid of them. I'm in my 30s, and I was wondering how dangerous it is. I heard that if you get the procedure done, you could have craters looking things under your eyes, and I'm kind of scared.
All right. Well, thank you, Mary. We appreciate the call. And I think that's a really good topic. You know, when you have somebody, as you said, in middle school, notices fullness under the eyes, and here you are in a young state of age and you have this going on, it can be quite bothersome. So your question of how dangerous is getting those bags removed, there's actually, I would say that there are risks to any procedure, and especially a surgical procedure, but when done by a properly trained physician in a certified operating room and things like that, the risk can be minimized to where this is my 21st year in practice, and honestly, the risk can be very, very small from this. And it's done daily. But basically, it's called a lower eyelid blepharoplasty or eyelid surgery. And there's two basic concepts that we're trying to do. We're trying to take out the fat, and we're trying to tighten the skin. And we can go into detail a little bit next segment if you can hang on, and we can review that for you.
Yeah, hang on for me, Mary, and we'll go into it a little further for you. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Hey guys, remember, WSB is the home of the Georgia football and every game all season long right here on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And on Sundays, noon to 2, WSB 2018 football preview show with Hondo, Eric Zier, and Scott Slade. That's coming your way Sunday starting at noon, so don't miss that. We are in the studio with one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, Dr. Michael McNeil with Marietta Plastic Surgery, and we are taking your calls at 404-872-0750, and we're going to put Mary back on the line. And Mary was a little bit apprehensive about removing the bags under her eyes and how dangerous it might be. And Dr. McNeil was telling her that, no, it's something that's done every day and it's come a long way.
It is. So, Mary, thank you again for your call. But basically, lower lid blepharoplasty can be just removing the fat pads in a younger person or removing the fat pads and a little bit of skin, depending on the person's situation. And we do it all the time. We have our own office surgical center with its own operating room, anesthesia, recovery space, and it's done as an outpatient. So if it's something you're interested in, a lot of women love it. They just think it takes years off of their appearance and makes them look so good, and they're just get tired of trying to camouflage that. And there are ways that we can kind of camouflage if surgery isn't in the books for somebody. We talked a little bit before about how we can do injections and things like that of fillers like Restylane and Juvederm underneath the eyes. So those are all options that we could discuss with you if you're interested.
Thank you.
All right, darling. Thank you so much. And if you want to contact the office, you can do so with the phone number at
770-425-0118 or MariettaPlasticSurgery.com. And you can leave something by email and we'll get back to you.
And you can see all the before and after pictures, which I dearly love. Thank you so much for your call. And it's 37 minutes after 1 o'clock. We're going back to the phone lines, and we're going to speak with Betty. Betty, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Hi, I am wonderful. How are you?
Doing great. How can we help you?
Well, I recently had an eye lift with a different surgeon, and I have a I have the jowls and the turkey neck, and was told that the only way I can get rid of those is with a facelift, taking the liposuction to get the fat out of the turkey neck and the jowls, and then a facelift because that would leave it kind of limp. And I want to know if that's what the doctor would suggest, or if the Cabela would work for that.
Okay, well, thank you so much for the call, and it's impossible to give you an opinion on the radio because I really would have to look at you and see what you look like and things like that. But I will say that we get this question all the time, and since we have face tight and neck tight, which is a non-surgical, if you will, it's minimally invasive way of tightening skin. We have a lot of people who come in who are interested in it, some of which are great candidates and some of which do need more of a lower facelift and neck lift, just depending on the extra skin. So it'd be something that we would have to evaluate for you and see. But some people do need a more traditional approach if they have a lot of loose skin. Sometimes if they're 60 or over, in a generalization perspective, it means that they may have loose skin, even though I saw a lady for face tight and neck tight yesterday that was 76, and she's a candidate for it. So age isn't always the underlying thing. But most of the time, you know, people that once they get over 60, they may have developed a little bit too much looseness for just face tight and neck tight. But we would love to have the chance to meet you and see what we think.
Betty, I had it done, and I loved it. And they did a face tight with a little Cabela, with a little lipo, and I absolutely love my results.
And how long would that actually last? For years or months?
Yeah, so it depends on how you take care of yourself and what your skin tone's like. But Belinda, for example, we were just talking about her. She's about 17 months out from her procedure, and she looks as good as she did when she was 6 weeks out from it. So, you know, it should last for a long time, especially if you allow us to help you with your skin care and taking care of it afterwards.
Sure. Okay, great. That's good answers that I'm interested in looking into further. So thank you for your time. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Thank you, darling. Thanks for the call. And it's 39 minutes after 1 o'clock, 81 degrees. What a gorgeous day outside. Hope this continues and the rain does not come, because I'm going to the Blue Ridge Rodeo. And a rodeo in the rain is not as fun as it sounds.
It sounds fun.
No, it is not fun. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. You can join us on the phone at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750, like Patsy has done. Patsy, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Very well. Thank you for asking. Hope you are.
Yeah. Are you on a speaker, earbud, hands-free?
I'm sorry.
Well, I don't want you to get arrested or anything. I know that you might have to pull over.
Thank you for taking my question,
sure.
Though.
Oh, and turn off your radio.
It's off.
Okay. What's your question, okay, baby?
Well, thank you. I had a question for Dr. Neal about BLEF. My husband is in serious need of a BLEF because it is obstructing his vision. He's only 58, but when we consulted through ophthalmology and I asked about the lower lid, because he also has very dark circles and really heavy bags there, she said that that was no longer recommended and that they prefer to treat those with fillers. And I had not heard that before, and I was just wondering what his opinion was on that, because I really felt strongly that a lower lid BLEF would be appropriate for him.
Sure. No, that's an interesting question, and it's an interesting piece of advice. Of course, every patient's different. We were just talking before that sometimes we do treat lower eyelids with fillers, but if there's a lot of loose skin and wrinkly lines and some fat pads that bulge in the lower eyelids, ultimately the gold standard of treatment is the lower lid eye lift. So yeah. I don't know why. Maybe the physician thought that your husband wasn't quite to the level that he needed his lower eyelids done, so she was trying to do something more conservatively, which isn't a problem. But you know, sometimes getting different opinions from different physicians can help educate you and your husband on what you may want. And certainly we would be happy to see you and meet you and look at him and see what we think.
So what fillers would typically go under the I'm sorry, I guess I was on hold and I didn't hear that part.
Oh, that's okay. So there's two companies that make reversible fillers, which I like to use in that location. One is called Restylane, one is called Juvederm, and they all have a little portfolio of different products within those. So for me, I train for both of those companies, and I really like to be very specific with each client of what I like to use. But in general, some off-label uses can be with, as we talked about before, Restylane Lift is a wonderful filler, as is Juvederm Voluma. Those are the two that are indicated for cheeks, and sometimes that can be used in the lower eyes, and sometimes I'll use something a little different. And there's actually different techniques for doing the lower eyes. I use something called a cannula most of the time, and a cannula is actually a blunt needle, so it causes hardly any bruising in most of my clients, and it's usually much more comfortable. So I really love that. So that's a really specific way that I do it. And so, you know, whether or not he's a good candidate for surgery or filler would just be something that we would love to have the chance to look at him and see.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for the information. I appreciate your time.
Have a great
all
day.
All right. Thank you so much. And to contact you guys, the website again?
Yeah, MariettaPlasticSurgery.com. And, you know, on the weekends, we do let our employees have the weekend off. I know that's good. But there's a way that you can send a message to us. And then on Monday, my staff is hard at work early in the morning, and we can get back to you if you've left an email, you know, interested in some information or setting up a visit. And then, of course, 770-425-0118 is our main phone number. And if you call that this weekend, you'll get me. But I won't be able to help you much because I'm on call. But anyway, those are the great ways to get a hold of us.
Okay, 44 minutes after the hour, going back to the phone lines, just going to work you to death while I've got you. Thomas and Lilburn, you're on WSB. How are you today, Thomas?
I am doing good. How about y'all?
Great. What can we help you with?
I am calling for my wife. So she don't know about this.
Okay, we're not going to tell her.
A tummy tuck. She was telling me last week there's a couple of different procedures. What is the best as far as a tummy tuck?
Sure, Thomas. Thank you for your call for your wife. Ha ha. No, I'm just kidding. Everybody, I'm calling for a friend, right? No, of course. We do tummy tucks on men and women, and but a tummy tuck basically is some confusing terminology because to some people it may mean something different than others because there's little mini tummy tucks, which basically means removing the skin below the belly button. And then there's a more complete tummy tuck, which in my eyes means removing as much skin as we can get from the entire front part of the tummy, both above and below the belly button. And usually with that, we'll also tighten some of the loosened muscle. So especially in women, with them having children on occasion, most of the time, their muscles will get a little bit looser. And when you ask women, you know, what their goal is for their tummy, most of them say, well, I'd like it as flat as it can be. Mm-hmm. So in order to get as flat as it can be, it's usually tightening that muscle and taking off the extra skin. We do two things in our practice that are quite different than maybe what everybody else does. And one is everybody's worried about pain after surgery, and we want to control that pain. So we use a long-acting pain medicine that we actually instill in the tissues during the procedure, and that helps diminish the discomfort for 2 to 3 days after surgery. Wow. Which is amazing. Yeah. And then the second thing we do a lot of the time, and I started doing this in 2009, is we do drainless tummy tucks. And there's a lot of physicians who don't prescribe to it or know how to do it or think it works, but I can tell you I've done over 650 of them since 2009, and I really do drainless tummy tucks, so you don't have that drain tube.
Yeah.
That you have to deal with for 2 to 3 weeks after surgery. So I have people who come to me just for that reason. So basically, a tummy tuck versus liposuction is sometimes where people get confused. Do I just need liposuction, or do I need the tummy tuck? So we can, you know, discern that on an examination in person with your wife or whoever, and kind of determine that for them.
So she's never had a child, so it's just a tummy there. So what is there another deal where you have to look to give a cost, or is there kind of a roundabout cost?
Well, that's a great question. So cost usually in the operating room depends on time. So it's a little hard for me to calculate the cost for the operating room, the anesthesia and everything else off the top of my head for that. So I can't kind of give you a really good number, even though I would be happy to if I could. But tummy tucks, you know, do I have to look at the person to know what they need? The answer is generally yes. And sometimes I tell people, look, if you had a twin sister, you may both choose a different procedure because what's important for one person may not be important for the other. So we really individualize the treatment within our practice of what we do. We don't just do the same thing on everybody. So that's where the consultation and evaluation together is very informative and helpful.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Thomas.
Thank you so much.
See you.
We'll have your wife contact the office in the morning. Okay. We're going to take a break, come back with our last segment with Marietta Plastic Surgery and Dr. Michael McNeil. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Belinda Skelton.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, we have food in the studio. We're getting ready for Jimmy's Tequila and Carne. It's going to be on the show with us next. But we are wrapping up with Dr. Michael McNeil and Marietta Plastic Surgery. We're going to go to the phone lines and speak with Janet in Brookhaven. Janet, you're on WSB. How can we help you?
Well, I've noticed as I've gotten older that my lips seem to have gotten thinner. And I know there are things that can be done for that, but I don't want to end up looking, I don't want to have trout lips.
That was a nice way to put it. There are other things you could have said.
Trout mouth.
Right.
Trout mouth, yes.
Absolutely.
What can be done?
Well, it's a good question. It's a very common question, so thank you for asking it. But the most common thing is you would be surprised that there's so many people out there who have fillers in their lips, and you walk by them and you don't notice it. So just because you have fillers doesn't mean you have to look like you were a bad Hollywood updo job,
right?
Or trout lip or whatever. So it's going to somebody who can help you, who has the same philosophy and understanding of what you want. But in addition to that, sometimes as we age, we do get a lengthening of the upper lip and we get really thin lips, and there's actually sometimes some surgical things we do that can help correct that, in addition to maybe adding volume such as a fat graft or such as one of the fillers that we talked about from Restylane or Juvederm in the past hour. So that's what I would suggest, but it's just finding somebody that you trust that's not going to make you too big at first, and something that you feel comfortable with.
How long do the fillers usually last?
Well, it depends on how much you get. And if you're conservative, I tell people they're going to last maybe 6, maybe 9 months at best. The goal for me, for most of my clients, is to get it to last 9 to 12 months. And the studies show that if we use 1.5 to 2 syringes of filler, then we can get a year's longevity. Usually we'll do one syringe and then maybe 4 weeks later, you know, have you come back and see if we need another.
Great. Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your call. Dr. McNeil, thank you so much. That's MariettaPlasticSurgery.com if you want to go online and check them out. Thank you again. I always love our segments.
Thanks. I wish the people could see how much fun we have off the air
I know.
Need to get rid of the sponsors like us and just have it go.
We're going to do a podcast.
There you go.
Okay.
Thank you. Stay tuned.
More coming your way only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.